Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Tide against the Tigers this weekend on The Fan. Host of Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio. He'll be calling that game for Compass Media right here on The Fan. The Alabama Crimson Tide, number 3 in the country, against the LSU Tigers, coming in at number 2. He is Tiki Barber, former Pro Bowl running back, joining the Wendy's Big Show now. Tiki, appreciate the time, man.
My pleasure. Good to be on with you guys. How you doing?
Fantastic. My friend Leroy Butler here told me that there's 3 guys that played in the NFL that have the best smiles. You, him, and Donald Driver. Can you concur?
That's right, because you know why you smile? Or at least why I smile. That's because when I got tackled, I'd smile and say, good hit, and then they'd help me up off the ground.
I like.
It was all calculated, man.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I think your brother's a Hall of Famer, too. But I do have a question for you, Tiki, and I know you're going to be covering the LSU-Alabama game. What has happened to Clemson in this newest poll? They were like number 5?
Yeah.
What is going on with that?
Well, I think they've been unbelievable for the last 3 years. They've got 2 national championships, and we're talking about 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old kids, and they get complacent, and they take teams too lightly sometimes or don't have an urgency. You know what I mean by that?
There's
not an urgency at the start of a game, and all of a sudden it becomes a game. You got to try to turn it on. But they got lucky, let's face it, against North Carolina. That 2-point conversion that they were able to stop kept their undefeated record intact. But you still have to respect them for what they've done over the last 3 years, 3 seasons, and Dabo's squad knows that they have to prove it now. And I think that's what the committee was trying to do by putting it at number 5 behind Penn State, who is a good squad, but they're not Clemson. I feel bad for NC State this weekend, who is a 32.5-point underdog. if you're the betting type, I might take the Clemson Tigers laying 32.5 because they got to show that they're still one of the elite teams.
You know, the LSU Tigers, like, they get rid of Les Miles. He goes to Kansas. They keep Coach O there and Aranda over at defensive coordinator. Now, all of a sudden, LSU look like they're in play. I mean, their quarterback is pretty good. They're spreading everybody out. They can throw it. Are they really a big threat to go beat Alabama in Alabama?
Yeah, they are, because of their new offense. We all know that Joe Brady came in from the Saints, and he's their pass game coordinator and has opened it up. They're running this spread that we see in all the elite offenses in college now. And Steve Ensminger, who is their offensive coordinator, is doing a great job. He's fortunate because it is the perfect set of circumstances. You get Joe Brady, Joe Burrow, who is unhappy at Ohio State. He transfers. He's a veteran type player. He's a senior, so he's not intimidated by the stage, and he's been balling all season long. You couple that with the fact that their skill position players match any in college football. Justin Jefferson has 9 touchdowns. Jamar Chase has 9 touchdowns, and Terrace Marshall Jr. He has 7. So between the 3 of them, they're 25 touches. You know, and they play fast. They're aggressive. It's exciting. And so if you are an LSU alum, you got to feel great about this. Now, the one issue is that their defense, at least their secondary, has been a little bit vulnerable. And with Alabama having equally great wide receivers and Henry Ruggs III and Devontae Smith and Jerry Jeudy, now that could be the X factor in this matchup.
The wide receivers, Tiki Barber joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, host of Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio. He'll also be on the call for Alabama-LSU. You can hear that game right here on The Fan pregame, starting up on The Fan at 2. Tiki, when you look at that Alabama team, they probably have the best core of wide receivers they've ever had there under Saban. And being able to throw the football around with Tua, he's obviously taken the world by storm since the title game a couple of years ago. But do you really believe that he's the surefire, locked-up number 1 overall draft pick like a lot of people have touted him before the year?
No, I don't, because he's had this tightrope procedure twice on both ankles. And I'm sure you guys have talked about it, and you know, whether he plays or not, and if he does play, how healthy is he, is going to be one of the big issues. But just to talk for his NFL status for a little bit, guys that are injury-prone in college tend to stay injury-prone. And we know he's got a good physical makeup to him, but he's got skinny ankles, and that's been his issue. The issue with the tib fib, and Laura, you know this from guys who have broken that bone, it's dangerous, right? If you break it once, it should callus. But his issue is not the break. His issue is that the syndesmosis ligaments that connect the tib fib continually get compromised. So he has a piece of metal with a string put through his tib fib that's basically holding everything together. Oof. And that's a liability. You know, the biggest ability that you need from a player is availability, and he hasn't been that consistently. And that's on the college ranks. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in the NFL when everybody is aggressive and fast and can track you down? He's not going to be able to get away with standing in the pocket like he does, or scrambling out of the pocket like he does at Alabama.
So what do you think about the college football playoffs? So you got four teams. Do you want to expand and see more teams in it?
We
got a program here at University of Wisconsin that's a pretty good program. They're a top 10 program, but they just cannot be or will not ever have the players like Alabama or Clemson have to go beat them year in and year out.
Well, the hardest thing, as you guys know, is college football's changed. Right? Yep. Back in my day, and Laura's day as well, like, if you were, 340 across the board and could just, like, literally pound the opponent into submission, you would win. Like, attrition won. I remember this because we played in 1995. We went to Michigan and played in the Big House, and we had them, at the beginning. I had 180 yards. We were kicking butt, and all of a sudden, we just wore out. Right, because they had those big, country feds, Midwestern, all just laid on us.
Yeah,
right? Just put big bodies on.
Yeah, you just small little East Coast guys.
Exactly, that's right. And so the game has changed now, and so the elite athletes who are dominating college offenses want to go to places where they're running the spread and they're putting up 40 points a game, and they're going to get 8 or 10 touches and have a chance for 100 yards like the Alabamas are doing, like LSU is doing now. Let's not forget, LSU for the longest time was antiquated. They've turned that corner. And so I think the issue is until Wisconsin comes current, it's not going to get the recruits. You'll get those still big, those big fatties that are going to be all pros in the NFL.
Right.
But you're not going to get the skill position guys, and that's what holds you back.
All pro, three-time Pro Bowler, running back Tiki Barber joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Tiki, a couple things I want to throw at you and get your opinion, because you're very astute to this kind of stuff. Now,
That's a big word for you.
Yeah, it was.
I Googled it before I said it. Hey, now, they suspended a coach for running up the score. I mean, do you agree with that?
I don't
know if it's high school or college.
High school.
Yeah, in high school. They suspended the coach.
You can't suspend the kicker. You can't suspend them for doing that. Because I would imagine that the starters weren't in the game for the whole time. They were just superior.
Right.
And those young kids, when they get a chance, or the non-starters, they want to show out too. They're not going to just go put on the brakes because they're beating a team badly. It's their chance. It's their chance to shine. Is it unsportsmanlike? Yeah. But in major sports or competitive sports, that's the risk that you take.
Right.
I mean, I hate to see that because I think it sends a bad message that at some point you should not try your hardest. And we know this from playing professional or high school, college, and in the NFL. As soon as you stop trying, that's when you get hurt. Right.
Right.
That's when you get damage and danger to your body. So it is what it is. If you don't want to get beat that bad, don't schedule teams that are that much better than you.
Yeah, obviously, what's more likely to happen, two SEC teams in the top four or two Big Ten teams in the top four?
That's interesting. I think the way that it set itself up with the college football rankings, this first one that came out on Tuesday, with LSU number two and Alabama number three, is the loser of this game almost is going to get boxed out because they're not going to get a chance to have another marquee victory. They're not going to play in the SEC championship game. And I think if Georgia wins the SEC championship, the winner of this game this weekend has a chance to get in, but unlikely. So I would still say the SEC has a better chance of getting two than the Big Ten. But we'll see. This whole Chase Young thing, I'm sure you guys follow it as well.
Oh, yeah.
The Chase Young suspension, not only is it harmful to him and his career, his future career at Ohio State, I mean, they could invalidate some of these wins if this is bigger than what it's made out to be, and they might not even get a chance to play for not only the SEC championship. I mean, the Big Ten championship, but certainly not the college football playoff. This is a big deal, this Chase Young thing, but it's getting not a lot of coverage because there's so many hype sports this weekend.
Well, yeah, you got that, and you got the kid from Memphis with Penny Hardaway. Why, I mean, yeah, you got a lot of stuff.
That's
going
why California's going to let these guys get paid.
Hey, real quick, man, let's talk about those Cavaliers, buddy. What's going on?
In basketball?
No. They doing
football.
They doing something on the
basketball, right?
They doing something on the gridiron. The Cavaliers ready to beat them on Seminoles, Leroy.
Here's the thing. I think Bronco Mendenhall's tenure with the Cavaliers is a lesson in patience. Because, you know, 3 or 4 years in, I could hear all my alums and my former, you know, teammates, you know, what's wrong with Bronco? He can't get any players. You know, we're not winning anything. It's like, you have to be patient to turn a program that was as down as Virginia around. And it's starting to happen now. The recruits are starting to see some of the successes. And if they mess around and win the Coastal and play in the ACC championship game, presumably against Clemson, it'll definitely be against Clemson. You never know what can happen. And so they're taking steps. They're taking steps, but they're still baby steps, and they're losing games that, you know, they probably shouldn't. But I like where they are right now. I feel good about the program, whereas a year or 2 years ago, I would have been still a little bit skeptical.
Well, listen, I thought Bronco was a good get because he had BYU. They came up in Wisconsin and just tore them up like 2 or 3 years ago. I go, oh, my God, that guy can coach. Yeah. And they didn't have a lot of talent. I mean, to come into Madison, I think they were ranked pretty high to get a win there. And those guys just play hard-nosed physical football.
That's exactly what he's doing at Virginia right now. They have one of the best defensive fronts in college football. At one point, they were leading the nation in sacks, so they get after it. Their quarterback, who's been erratic at times, has played pretty good, Perkins, but when it matters most. He's a great athlete, and hopefully he precipitates other great athletes at the quarterback position to come follow him. And that's how you sustain a program. And I think Bronco's doing a good job of getting his message out now.
Tiki, as a all-pro running back in the NFL, three-time Pro Bowler, got to ask you, as we get Christian McCaffrey to come in here to Green Bay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's exactly it. Just how crazy good is what he's doing this year in the NFL from a guy that did it in that league?
Well, how about this for a second? The leading candidates for the MVP are two black quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson.
Yes, can you believe that?
And a white running back.
Right.
What the heck is going on in the world?
The league is changing. But I tell you what's so good about that, though, that the two black quarterbacks were passed over for other quarterbacks to go in front
That's
of
exactly
them.
That's exactly right. I mean, Lamar was last in the first round.
And they, like, expected Lamar Jackson to get worse at throwing the football this offseason, which I just thought was laughable.
Yeah, no, if it wasn't for a couple of, I think the Seahawks game, he had a really bad percentage, and there was another game where he had bad percentage. I mean, he'd be well over 72% or so. I think Christian McCaffrey is special because he is a difference maker no matter how you use him. Right? Some guys can run through the edges. Some guys can run through the tackles. Others are just good pass receivers. He does it all. And not only that, is that when he gets space, watch out because he can go the distance. And that immediate game-changing ability is something that's demoralizing to another team. And so the Packers, who we've all been high on, and it's taken some time, but it looks like this offense is clicking other than last week, of course. But it's been their defense that was getting praised with the Smith brothers, or no, they're not brothers, but you know what I mean. The Smith on the edge, getting after the quarterback. They're going to get a challenge this week without really any other things to point to. This one, if they can find a way to win this one, it'll show that defense really is or can be a winning piece of their puzzle.
Well, we got to have you back, man, because I want to ask you about Daniel Jones and Eli. How did they, get rid of a hero like that? And that's big market. So we got a lot to talk about. So please come back
Anytime, fellas. Just hit me up. You know how to get me.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Tiki Barber, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Be well, guys.
That's Tiki Barber, all pro, three-time pro bowler, running back position for the New York Giants. He'll be on the call for Alabama LSU this weekend. Also the host of Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.